Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We know we are right smack dab in the middle of 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. And I haven't paid too much attention to these Olympics this year. Typically, you know, we'll get a chance to, in the summertime. I like the Summer Olympics if I can catch a couple things, but not too much into the Winter Olympics. But it's interesting how these Winter Olympics seem to have, there's a lot of issues. There was concern early on in the beginning about terrorist threats. In fact, there was an attack prior to the Olympics. This is a high security. My understanding is costing $50 billion to host these Olympics in Russia. And we want to remind you to pray for the safety of all people that are going to be that are there presently. Americans, I mean, there have been specific instructions that the government has given any American who's traveling over to Russia to see these games. I mean, they even tell them not even to wear certain clothing that identifies them as Americans once they leave, you know, the campus of where the Olympics is being held. But this is an opportunity. You know, you look at what does it mean for a country to host the Olympics? I mean, it's such a big deal that they sent President Obama to try to get them to see if they can host it in Chicago. And who does that? But it's a big deal for a city and a country to host it. I mean, there's a ton of money that comes into the area. But really, what does that mean in terms of how it's being used to showcase who their country is? And it's just interesting in a time where Russia is raising its head and it's taking such prominence in the world today, they just so happen to be hosting the Olympics. When I think about it, it reminds me of in years past, actually in 1936, when Germany and Hitler hosted the Olympics. You think, really?
Right.
I had to look this up, and it was so interesting, but this is exactly what they used. One of the things that they used, and Goebbels, the guy who used to use all the film and make all this
documentaries,
but there's a word here with a P. Propaganda. There it is.
Oh, there you go. big difference.
Propaganda to basically paint, you know, Germans and in particular Nazis in a favorable light. Well, they did all these different things. I mean, they built this major coliseum. It sat 110,000 people. They had a special area where just the Nazi party would sit. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing all the things that happened. But Hitler really wanted to use the Olympic as the Olympics in 1936 to show the supremacy of Germany. They think they had the most athletes involved in the Olympics at that time. And they wind up winning. I think they led in most medals.
Oh, really?
But this was the same Olympics that Jesse Owens. I mean, some of the things that were happening during that time is they were actually expelling. They wouldn't even let the Jews participate on any of the teams. They took them off. There was a lot of backlash going on in the country and really around the world. A lot of Jews actually protested from other countries. They didn't even participate in those Olympics. They didn't even want to be a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent an American delegation over to Germany to actually see, hey, what's kind of going on there? And like, you know, Hitler has done before, I believe it was with the Red Cross, they rolled out the red carpet. They took all the, you know, hate Jew signs off of their buildings. You know, they told them, hey, leave them alone while they're here. And they went back and said, hey, there's nothing wrong. We can get behind this. And it just goes to show you how things just kind of come around full circle and how these Olympic Games are still being used that way. I mean, it wasn't too long ago, I believe in 2008 Summer Olympics, when China used the Olympics to make a major statement. I mean, the opening ceremony, if you remember that, was outstanding, probably one of the best I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They literally had an aerial shot over the city, I believe, and though it made it seem like there was a giant that was walking through the entire country. I mean, the lights. Oh, it was like amazing thing to see, and it was China's way of saying, "World, here we are."
Yeah.
How you like me? How you like me now?
Right.
You know, And right now, it's being reported by ESPN that Russia is putting tremendous pressure on their hockey team. Now, if you know anything about their hockey team, and they had a serious, serious, serious legacy mm-hmm. in terms of winning, in terms of how great their players were, mm-hmm. but they had a bit of an issue. I mean, actually, they just had a press conference, and instead of normally just a few players and maybe a couple coaches coming out, the entire team showed up.
Oh, wow.
And their statement basically is like, you know, we're here to play. This is in our home country.
Mm-hmm.
And why this is particularly, you know, interesting is because I will believe it was back in 1980 when the United States team, and it was held in New York, mm-hmm. actually, it was a bunch of, I think it was college. College guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they actually beat the Russian team. They actually made a movie. I think Disney made a movie.
Yeah, they made a movie. It's very
good.
They
made a movie mm-hmm. about it. But no one expected them to actually win.
I mean, they didn't give them a chance. I mean, because these Russians have been playing for years together.
Yeah.
I mean, they might as well have been professionals. I believe they were.
Yeah.
As far as Russia's concerned.
And it was a major, major, major upset. And the final score was like 4-3. I think they even called it Miracle on Ice, or somebody called it Miracle on Ice.
That's what the movie was called.
Oh, was that what the movie was called?
Yeah.
And it was just wild. It was just absolutely wild. So they were wanting to redeem this. But you look at what Vladimir Putin is trying to do, is trying to, you know, bring the country back on the world stage. And he himself, I mean, look at the things that have happened just in a short amount of time. You know, we went from President Obama having an off-mic conversation with Medvedev, and where he says, you know, I will, you know, he says to the president, I will transmit to Vladimir.
Right.
Like, and the president's like, give me some more time after the election. Give me some more time. And from there, we realized that Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, is supporting, you know, the president of Assad in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we later revelation, and as things develop, you know, all of a sudden Snowden is having access. You know, they open the doors to him in Russia. This is the guy who opened up all the NSA, and who knows how many secrets are being shared with Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the little thing called the Forbes magazine, who, you know, listed Vladimir Putin as the, you know, most powerful man in the world, not the president of the United States.
Right.
And then there was this little small thing, like, you know, a couple of spies that were busted here in America, you know, not too long ago, a couple of years ago. Fact, they actually lived 15 minutes from my house in a city called in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And it is said that the reason why America knew that those spies were here, but apparently they had infiltrated some really high-level people in the government,
mm-hmm.
and it got too close, and so they just wound up exposing them and sending them away, and, you know, and just exposing them, hey, okay, we know who you are type of thing,
mm-hmm.
but they were getting that close. They had been tracking them, and they got so close to this person who didn't even know that these people were spies.
Wow.
And so, listen, you know, we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention, you know. The bear is rising, you know, and it's time for us to kind of see what is happening and how we can pray and see how this all unfolds. It's not over. It's really just kind of beginning again. Things come kind of full circle, and I really believe that we're going to see in the coming years a lot of these biblical prophecies coming to pass. It's so important that we stay alert, that we stay prayerful, something that we talk about often because it really is important. It's so easy today to fall asleep and just get lulled away in entertainment or whatever's going on in TV or whatever other things you're trying to put on your social calendar, but the church needs to be one that's aware, that's awake, that's watchful, and that's praying, because listen, we know how the story is going to end. I mean, Israel's going to survive, Israel's going to remain, but there's a lot of things that we don't know, and if we can stay dependent and close to the Lord, God will reveal and show us each and everything, and He'll give us strategy, He'll give us wisdom. And we will work with Him if we pray as He releases and shows us all the different things that are about to happen, all the different things that are about to come on the face of this earth. But very, very interesting.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers.
all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.